Hello there. Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimek. Great to have you with us here on Blog Talk Radio as we take a look today at the readings for Thursday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time. We'll also be featuring an interview with Sonia Corbett on the program. This is an interview that I did recently on my morning show, Spirit in the Morning. Sonia's going to be talking about the new book that she co-authored with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. The book is Ignite. Read the Bible like never before. And if you've never heard Sonia, you are in for a treat. She calls herself the Bible Evangelista, which is pretty funny. That's a made-up word. Sonia will talk a little bit about that during the interview. So it's going to be a good interview. Look forward to that. Also look forward to discussing today's daily mass readings. Before we kick off with prayer, I want to remind you that total consecration to Jesus through Mary, the preparation, 33 days of preparation, begins this Monday, September the 4th, right here on the Gary Zimek Show. No book needed, no fee. All you got to do is show up. We're going to spend 15 minutes each day focused on the preparation for total consecration. I'm going to take it from a number of different books, and you will learn a lot about total consecration, what it really does, the benefits, and how it was popularized by St. Louis de Montfort. And again, we're going to look at a lot of different books. I've done this before, and it seems to be in a pretty effective way to go with it rather than stick to one book and make you go out and get a book. If you've never done total consecration before, I encourage, that's the word I'm looking for you to join me beginning on Monday, September the 4th, for 33 days for preparation for total consecration. Monday through Friday, the program will be 15 minutes devoted to total consecration, 15 minutes devoted to the daily mass readings. That's the way we'll do that. And on the weekends, the show will be up sometime in the afternoon. I can't tell you exactly when, but it will be available. If you want to follow me on Blog Talk Radio, you'll get notified when the new shows air. It'll be a 15-minute program just focused on the total consecration readings. We've got lots of good things coming up in the next several weeks. And then this all leads up to the actual total consecration of your life to Jesus through Mary on October the 7th. As I said yesterday on the program, if you decide that you don't want to go through with it after going through the preparation, it's fine. You don't have to. But I want to make sure I'm going to do my best to encourage you and let you know why it is important and how it helped me and how it helped so many other people through the years. If you want to get to heaven, it is a really good thing to do. So total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I guess I'm going to do it on tomorrow's show. I was wondering when the best time to do it is. I think you like this advanced planning. Sometimes I don't plan a lot of these things in advance because I'm not sure the best way to do them. I like to depend on the Holy Spirit. But I think tomorrow would be a good kickoff show. We'll really focus on looking at total consecration to Jesus through Mary. So I hope you could tune in for that to learn more about it. I did some interviews with Ray Mooney. You can find those on the Blog Talk Radio site if you want to hear his take on it. Ray's an expert in total consecration, and he's somebody that that helped me tremendously. He's the guy who first encouraged me to do it, but you're going to hear from me on this program tomorrow the way we will go about it right here on the program. As far as I know, nobody else is doing it this way. I did it this way last year. It was very effective. And I think it's really the best way to go. I've done this for 7 years. This will be the seventh year that I've led total consecration on my radio show. So you'll get a chance. And I'm going to also introduce a new book this year. This book is called Totus Tuus, which means totally yours, a consecration to Jesus through Mary with St. John Paul II. By Father Brian McMaster. So we'll be featuring his book on the program as well. I've got 7 or 8 books that I'll be extracting material from, so that we can put it all together and give you a good feel what you're going to be up, what you'll be in for, and I mean that in a positive way. So stay tuned for that. Tomorrow on this show, we'll go into more of the specific details. Other than that, if you are a worrier, if you're somebody that needs to try to experience peace in a crazy world, check out my new podcast for worriers. It's called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. It's sponsored through Patreon, so I'm doing it by subscription. You can subscribe to the weekly version. You can get a daily version, whatever you want. Very inexpensive, we're talking pennies per day. But that, believe it or not, is helping me keep going with my full-time ministry. I am dealing with some difficulties right now. It's no secret. You hear many ministries talk about this. Financially, it is tough to keep this going. I need your help, and that's why I'm going for the subscription for Patreon. But literally, you are talking anywhere between $2 to $25 per month. That's the max. And $25 per month gets you a daily version of the podcast. It gets you the weekly podcast. It gets you a weekly video. It gets you a weekly blog post. Plus, it gets you all six of my books, autographed copies of all six of my books. $25 a month. That's it. That's the highest subscription level you can go to with this podcast. Literally, you're talking for the most for the daily podcast. It comes out to, I think, 33 cents per day. But I'm doing this really, and I don't like charging for any of my work. This podcast that you're listening to now will always be free. But one of the reasons I do it is because of the donations I get and for the subscriptions that I get for the other podcast. So keep that in mind. If you are a worrier, you know somebody who's a worrier, I'm going to need those subscriptions in order to be able to keep going full-time with my ministry. So you can help me out by doing that. How do you do that? You go to followingthetruth.com and click on Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. You'll see an image right at the top of the page there. Also, the other thing to keep in mind is that you can click on the Donate tab if you just want to send along a donation. I don't talk about money a lot on this program, but I really need it in order to keep going forward. If you're a donor, thank you. Please also keep me in your prayers. I'm very grateful. If you can't afford to donate or subscribe to the podcast, I totally get it. I thank you for your prayers. That means so much to me. Anyway, followingthetruth.com for more information. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, give you thanks for bringing us together today here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for this great privilege to be able to share your word with everyone listening. Father, thank you for speaking to us through sacred scripture. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring for us with an unconditional love. We know no matter what we do, you will always love us, and we're very grateful for that. Pardon me. Got a tickle in my throat. Father, we ask you to bless those who are anxious tonight, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are sick. We ask you to help our brothers and sisters in the Houston area and the tremendous flooding that they're dealing with. Please rectify that situation as soon as possible. Grant them your peace as well. Have mercy on the souls of anyone who perished in the floods, and grant peace to their families. We ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you to help anyone who is struggling with an extreme weather condition, such as Houston, and anywhere else in the world where similar things are happening. We ask you to help those who are dealing with religious persecution. We ask you to help us with our own personal needs. And Father, I give you this program, and I say, speak through me. Speak through me. Send your Holy Spirit to come alive in me so that your words can go forth from my lips. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, you ready to go? Let me take a quick sip of the beverage du jour just today, a nice big glass of water. We can't get creative every day. I've got to be careful, though. One time, I was speaking somewhere, and I was saying that my drink today is just water. And the water police came after me and said, how can you say such bad things about water? Water is great. I was surprised. Somebody got offended at that. So, yes, water is a wonderful thing. But sometimes I like to go for the exciting beverages on the show. What can I tell you? Today is Thursday of the 21st week. These are true stories. I don't make this stuff up. Today is Thursday of the 21st week in ordinary time. First reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 7 through 13. We have been reassured about you, brothers and sisters, in our every distress and affliction through your faith. For we now live if you stand firm in the Lord. What thanksgiving, then, can we render to God for you, for all the joy we feel on your account before our God? Night and day we pray beyond measure to see you in person and to remedy the deficiencies of your faith. Now may God himself, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his holy ones. Amen. What's pretty neat about this first reading is that St. Paul is talking about his desire to visit the church at Thessalonica, and he's praying that it will be able to happen. Night and day we pray beyond measure to see you in person. See, he's writing a letter to this church and to remedy the deficiencies of your faith. What he's doing, he is praying to be able to make this journey to visit these people, this church, so that he can educate them, so they can teach them about Jesus Christ. A lot of times, I think that we are not as excited to go out and evangelize. We don't want to keep Christ to ourselves. We really don't. Once you get to know the love of Jesus Christ, you should have that desire to be able to share him with, to want to share him with others. So what if you don't? What if you don't have that desire? I mean, it sounds good, but honestly, you may be listening to this and say, well, I really don't have that desire. And to be totally honest and truthful, there are times that I don't have that desire. I do this full time, but there are times when I don't want to go to certain places because it's really cold or it's really hot or it's going to be a tough speaking engagement or whatever. I feel that way too. The only way you'll overcome that, the first thing you do is you ask for the grace to really care. Lord, please make me desire to go through what St. Paul went through. It doesn't mean you'll go through what St. Paul went through. Make me desire to share you with people in the same way that St. Paul did. In other words, that desire that no matter what this is going to take, no matter how painful this will be to me, I want to go share Jesus with others. And again, it doesn't mean you're going to be shipwrecked and imprisoned like Paul was, but just pray for that desire, that ability, that passion to go out and share Jesus, so much so that you don't care about the fact that it's going to be uncomfortable or unpleasant for you. We saw a lot of this in the Houston area with the flooding. People weren't caring about themselves. People were caring about those in need. That desire comes from the grace that the Lord gives us. So the closer we get to him, and the more we pray for that grace, the more we're going to have that desire to go out and make a difference, even if it's inconvenient to you, to give without counting the cost. Paul's praying, now may God himself, our Father, and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another. So Paul's praying that he will be able to visit the church at Thessalonica, and he's praying for the people that they're going to love each other more. He's asking God to strengthen their hearts to be blameless in holiness before God at the coming of our Lord Jesus with his Holy One. So obviously Paul believes in the power of prayer. Prayer works. A very effective thing to do. You should never feel helpless when you can pray. And that's something important that we can get out of this. So again, if you're listening to this saying, yeah, I just want to feel good. I want to get to know Jesus better, but I don't have the desire to help other people. It's okay to admit that. You're not lying. I mean, you don't want to lie to the Lord. It's okay to admit it. But ask him. Say, Lord, please increase that desire. Help me to care more so that I want to go share you with others. The psalm is Psalm 90. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. See, even in that psalm, fill us with your love. Give me that love, Lord. You turn man back to dust, saying, return, O children of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch of the night. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. And may the gracious care of the Lord our God be ours. Prosper the work of our hands for us. prosper the work of our hands. You know what this psalm is all about? Psalm 90. It's a good one to read. It's a reminder that our life is very short, that our life on earth is very short. So we have a limited number of days to go out and do good, to share Christ with others, to make a difference in the world. We're going to be judged one day on how we lived each minute of every day. You don't want to waste time. Now, calm down. Don't freak out about that. But instead, look at it as a call to action. Today, on this day, make that decision to go and dedicate your life to the Lord. Say, Lord, I am yours. Please use me as you wish. That doesn't mean he's going to put you on a plane and send you to China. Not everybody, most people don't have that for their mission in life. Chances are you're going to be working in your own home, maybe in your workplace, maybe at your church, wherever. People need to know about Jesus Christ. Those people are everywhere. And I have news for you. You're going to find many of those people who don't know Christ sitting right next to you at Mass on Sunday. Don't kid yourself. It really is true. So there are so many ways that you can share the good news of Jesus Christ to those people around you without even leaving your neighborhood. Seriously. So use this psalm, Psalm 90, as a reminder that it's time to get busy. Don't worry about wasted time. All you have is today. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Focus on today. The gospel, according to Matthew, this is going to underscore that as well. Chapter 24, verses 42 through 51. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour when you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on his arrival finds doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all of his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is long delayed,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." I don't need to elaborate on Jesus' message there. This is that call to action. You don't know when your time will be up. Don't worry. Don't even focus about the second coming of Christ. We know Christ is coming back again someday, but you know that your life will be over in a relatively short period of time. If you're 30, you've got at most 70 years. The average life expectancy, I believe, for men in the United States is 80. I'm 58 right now. I'm not a math guy, but that tells me that I don't have that much time to get busy. Same thing for all of us. What can we do today? Make that commitment today to share the good news with others. You're called to do it. You are called to do it. In that first reading, it was very clear. Paul has a passion to share Christ with others. Let's all get out there and do the same. Hey, he's counting on us. Look at the world. The world needs to know Jesus. Amen? All right, when we come back, Sonia Corbett's going to give us a new way to look at the Bible. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to The Gary Zimak Show on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi.
Writer Tim Hoch believes that many of us are making life harder than it has to be. For instance, writes Tim, let's say your friend never texted you back or your coworker went to lunch without you. Everyone can find a reason to be offended on a steady basis. So what caused you to be offended? You assigned bad intent to these otherwise innocuous actions. Happy people don't ascribe intent to the unintentional actions of others. Tim also reveals, I have a bad habit of fast-forwarding everything to its worst possible outcome and being pleasantly surprised when the result is better than utter disaster. But negativity only breeds more negativity. It's a happiness riptide. It will carry you away from shore, and if you don't swim away from it, will pull you under.
This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Well, we're going to be talking about Scripture now with a friend of mine who I've wanted to get on the show for a long time, Sonia Corbett. She is the co-author with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers of the new book, Ignite, Read the Bible Like Never Before. Sonia joins us now. She is known as the Bible Study Evangelista. That sounds like an interesting term. She's going to tell us what that means. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on the show with us today.
Sure.
Hey, I have to ask you, Bible study evangelista, I don't know that term. What exactly is that?
Well, it comes from the term evangelist, which is a male evangelist, one who shares the gospel. And so, because that's what I do, I like to share not just the good news of the Bible, although that's part of it, but the good news about what God has done in my life,
yeah,
especially through this healing, this father wound that I've been dealing with my whole life. And so because I am a female, I added the A, so I coined the term, evangelista.
I really like that. And you do it so well, Sonia. And, you know, and many of us, I'm a cradle Catholic, and I know a lot of cradle Catholics struggle with the Bible. Where do you start? Where would you tell somebody who says, I just don't get the Bible? I don't get it. I don't hear God speak to me through the Bible. Where do you begin? Where's a good place to start?
Well, you begin with Ignite, and that's why Deacon and I wrote it.
Because, there you go.
First of all, we couldn't find anything that was more simple than what was called simple.
Right.
And what was mostly used in seminary. So I remember, you know, even as an evangelical, trying to find my way around the Bible, I remember that things really changed for me. I had a very regular habit of what we call daily quiet time in the Scriptures, but I didn't understand it much either. Although I heard God speak through it, I didn't really understand the meaning behind it until I took a class on biblical interpretation in seminary. And that changed everything for me. It's called hermeneutics, but it can be a little bit complicated. So what Deacon and I did is we set out to present a book that is very simple in biblical interpretation. So it's not the magisterial stuff. Obviously, that's done for us.
Right.
But it's the who, what, where, when, why, and how, the Thomas Aquinas approach in a very simple, readable, narrative format that the book combines both Lectio Divina, because we do those exercises at the end of each chapter, but then also the interpretation. So it's just very simple. It's definitely the place to start because it is easy to read. It combines both approaches, Lectio Divina and exposition or study.
Mm-hmm.
And you get it very simply. I call it Bible study spinach that tastes like cake.
I love that. Now, you throw out a term that we hear a lot. Not everybody may be familiar with that term, Lectio Divina. Talk a little bit about that.
So Lectio Divina, it's the word actually means holy reading, and I have done something with that too. That can be complicated because the words are Latin.
Right.
And the steps are in Latin.
Right.
And they're not hard. They're not hard to follow, but it's hard to remember. So instead of using the Lectio Divina, I use the LOVE acronym, L-O-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
So we love the word. L is listen, O is observe, Z is verbalize, and E is entrust. And we use that exercise in each of the chapters of the book. So all of it is just a gentle introduction to how to study and how to do daily reading with the lectionary or whatever your daily resource is.
And let me ask you this. When I go out and I speak and I meet a lot of people and we talk about discerning God's will, hearing God speak, what does God want me to do? I'll hear often, well, God doesn't speak to me. What would you say to that person who possesses a Bible and says, God never speaks to me?
God is speaking all the time.
Right.
He speaks every day. He speaks specifically in the lectionary every single day.
Yeah.
And then I remember even as a convert, when I came into full communion with the church, I was absolutely stunned that the lectionary, the readings for every day, specifically the mass readings, God began to speak to me through those readings that had been planned hundreds of years before.
Mm.
And everybody was reading the same set.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, how can that even be, you know? But he speaks all the time. He speaks every day. Jesus said, God is always speaking. I know what to do because I see what the Father is doing. So it takes discernment. It takes practice. But if you don't have a habit of sitting down with him on a daily basis with it, you're not going to discern it. And you're not going to hear him. And you're not going to know what he's doing.
Right. Right. Now, of course, I do recommend this book, Ignite, Read the Bible Like Never Before, and I will have a link to where you can purchase it at spiritinthemorning.com. But, Sonny, what do you think a good place to start would be with, for somebody who is not familiar with the Bible? Would it be the daily mass readings?
It would, but it's probably even better to start with a book like this because it eases you into it even more simply so that you don't just pick it up and start wading through it and try to figure out the whole thing by yourself. What we've done is explain the steps of Lectio Divina and explain the steps of how to study so that when you do pick it up, it makes more sense.
Now, I'm curious about something. You co-authored this book with Deacon Harold. I know Deacon Harold's a passionate guy. I know you're a passionate person, too. Was that difficult for the two of you to sit down and do this book together?
Not at all. No? Actually, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, we sort of went back and forth. He added his stuff, and I did mine, and it was explosive. I mean, that's kind of why we called it Ignite. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
This is really, it's interesting because it's just not ever been done the way we've done it. And I think it's just because the church is finally coming to the realization that we must, you know, the one table of the Lord is the Eucharist and the Scriptures, and we must do more in the Bible, or we're not going to have that vibrant relationship that we're really looking for with God.
Agreed. The book is Ignite, Read the Bible Like Never Before by Sonia Corbett and Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. Before I let you go, Sonia, let's talk a little bit about your work at that you do. You're speaking, you're writing, the DVDs that you do. Talk a little bit about who you are and what you do and how people can get in touch with you.
I am I'm a Southern girl, if you can't tell already. I'm from the South.
I think our Philadelphia listening audience is very aware of that now.
Yeah, probably. But I teach the Bible. I teach, and I like to do it topically because it makes more sense. You can tell right off the bat what you're learning. So I do a weekly show on I did a series on the Magnificat, word by word, and then we did a series on Love the Word, the Lectio Divina Method. And so there's a whole workshop on that. The next one that I'm doing is Healing the Father Wound. That starts in the middle of September. And I've had a lot of questions about that, Healing the Father Wound, because I talk about it a lot in my ministry, and that's kind of the whole crux of it. That's what led me into the church, even. So I talk about that a lot, and that's my newest show. And so I'm just constantly trying to offer people ways that they can get in touch with God so that God can begin the work in them that he's really longing to do so that we don't end up in purgatory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Good for you. Now, the best place to go online to follow you is?
BibleStudyEvangelista.com.
Excellent. We're going to have that linked at SpiritInTheMorning.com. Don't forget, the book is Ignite, Read the Bible Like Never Before. And as somebody who knows both of the individuals who co-authored this book, I agree. You are going to, when you're through with this book, read the Bible like you never did before. Sonia Corbett, I want to thank you for getting up early to join us on Spirit in the Morning. I really appreciate it.
Totally my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We got to do this again, okay?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. God bless you,
have
my friend.
Morning.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Sonia Corbett, follow her online at BibleStudyEvangelista.com. And I think one of the things that you will notice as you hear her speak is she's passionate. She's passionate about the Lord. She's passionate about sacred scripture. And she has a great way of delivering a powerful and often complex message in a very simple style. So make sure you visit her site, BibleStudyEvangelista.com, and I'm going to have that linked at SpiritInTheMorning.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 24:42, Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day the Lord will come." You can be sure that if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So you too must be prepared, or at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Certainly we see his concerns about their being prepared for the unexpected borne out when he was arrested. When he ordered them to cease reacting with violence, they became frantic and fled. So with us, who of us is beyond losing our perspective in the face of trials, especially severe trials? All the more reason to stay focused on the crucifix and the divine love we find there. Truly, there is our salvation. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in today. My thanks to Sonia Corbett for being the guest on the program. Remember, tomorrow we're going to take a look at total consecration. God willing, I plan to be here. I hope you can as well. Talk to you then. God bless you. The Gary Zemeck Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.